This is simply neither realistic nor is it particularly desirable. You can integrate communities, but you assimilate individuals. Even if such a program were possible, its result would be not to develop the black community as a functional and honorable segment of the total society with its own cultural identity, life patterns, and institutions, but to abolish it, the final solution to the race problem in this country. Karl Marx reminds us that the working class is the first class of people that wish to abolish itself. If you were to listen closely to some of our moderate so-called Negro leaders, you would think that black people were the first people that wished to abolish themselves. The fact is, what must be abolished is not the black community, but the dependent colonial status that has been inflicted upon it, the racial. The racial and cultural personality of the black community must be preserved, and the community must win its liberation while preserving its cultural integrity. This is the essential difference between integration as it is currently practiced and the concept of black power. And what has the movement for integration accomplished to date? That the black person graduating from UCLA with a doctorate degree will have better job opportunities available to him than to Linda Bird Johnson. But the rate of unemployment in the black community is steadily increasing, while that in the white community decreases. More educated blacks hold executive jobs in major corporations and federal agencies than ever before. The gap between white income and black income has almost doubled in the last 20 years. More suburban housing is available to black people, if they can stand the rocks. But housing conditions in the ghettos are steadily declining. While the infant mortality rate of the city of New York is at its lowest point ever, the infant mortality rate of Harlem is steadily climbing. There has been an organized national resistance to the Supreme Court order to integrate the schools. And we ought to make it clear that less than 6% of the students in the South attend integrated schools. And they attend those schools at a great price to themselves, to their dignity, and to their people. And what the country is able to do is to allow everybody to focus their attention on 6% of the children and leave 94% of our children still in overcrowded, inadequate schools. It's time that we turn our attention to the 94% of our youth. If white people want to integrate, they know where to come and get integration. They've always known where to come after sundown. This explains why the rate of school dropouts is increasing among black teenagers, who then express their bitterness, hopelessness, and alienation by the only means they have: violence, by imitating this society. As long as we in the ghettos of our large cities feel that we are the victims of the misuse of white power without any way to have our needs represented, and these are frequently simple needs, we will continue to have rebellions. These are not the products of black power, but the absence of any organization capable of giving the community the power, the black power that it needs to deal with its problems. Dick proposes that it's now time for the black liberation movement to stop pandering to the fears and anxieties of the white middle class in an attempt to earn its goodwill, and to return to the ghetto to organize these communities to control themselves. This organization must be attempted in the northern and southern urban areas, as well as in the rural black belt counties of the South. The chief antagonist this organization is, in the South, the overtly racist Democratic Party, to which Bobby Kennedy is a member, and in the North, the equally corrupt and just as racist big city machine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For over 15 years of my life, I have been writing projects and all kinds of proposals for gentlemen, both black and white. For over 15 years of my life in politics in the streets of New York, I have been the translator and interpreter as they would go around addressing the people because they could only speak English if they could handle that well. For over 15 years of my life, I have been the organizer of peoples to make them look good at city council hearings and budget estimate hearings. I'm a woman that holds 3 college degrees and 10 points for a PhD. I'm not here to boast to you, but I'm just a little bit sick and tired of people not looking at me in terms of my humanity and my capabilities. It is one thing for people to use the talents that you have. It is another thing to let you be the standard bearer. And that's why I'm out here. I knew I would get a lot of laughs and snide remarks, but I've always gotten that from the day I was born because I'm black. So I'm used to that. The time has come in this country, and if you keep talking about the American dream and the multifacetedness of this society, and you want to get this society together, you better begin to realize that it's time for new input even on the national level. Here I look at all of my opponents who are running with me to secure the nomination. Let's talk about it. All of these fine gentlemen, all of these senators, they have been in positions of power for quite some time, and in one way or another, with the exception of one gentleman, have been a part of what constituted a kind of national leadership in this country. They don't have any commitment to people. They have commitment to people every 4 years when it's time to get the vote. If they had a commitment to people and compassion and concern for the people in this country, why haven't they been able yet to do something about the Indians on the reservations of this country? Reservations where the land is barren and they cannot grow any kind of food to sustain and keep their bodies together. And yet this country belongs to the American Indian. And over 70% of the Indians on the reservations do not live to see the age of 40. Where have these voices been in terms of that? Then you get a token Indian on your staff and you're going to have a project for Indians when you get elected, because this is the way the politics in this country run. You get token people around you when you're going out on the national election to tell the people suddenly how great thou art and what you're going to do to save them. Fraud, sham, and hypocrisy. You take the Chicana people in the southwestern part of this country, in New Mexico and California and Texas, as I've been visiting with them and watching them. These people working sometimes 14 and 15 hours a day to put the fruits and the vegetables on our table so that we can eat well. And at the end of a week, they don't even get a decent salary to keep their families together. Where have these senators been? And now they go and get the endorsement of certain big Chicanas. Well, that's the way it's done. I'm not going to get endorsements of big Chicanas, big blacks, and what have you, because I'm too gutsy.
What that got to do? listen to fucking her four times a week. Now I'm not sure able to fuck at least twice a week. I mean, she can have the alimony, but I want some pussy payments. OJ crap. That oil of a sheep paying that big ass alimony, he ain't scored a touchdown in 20 years. That's right, should have had a prenup. That's right, prenuptial agreement. Everybody needs a prenup. People think you gotta be rich to get a prenup. Oh no. You got 20 million. Your wife wants 10, big deal, you ain't starved. But if you make 30,000 and only your wife wants 15, you might have to kill her. You ain't in love. You gonna have to die. So you gotta think about OJ's situation. $25,000 a month. Another man driving around his car, fucking his wife, and a house he's still paying a mortgage on. Now I'm not saying he should have killed her, but I understand. More than everybody else, man. Everybody, OJ, Nicole, Kato, fuck all, man. You know what I really feel for? Who I feel for more than anybody else? Ike Turner. You know why? Because Ike was the king of the woman beaters to OJ took his title. Now, Ike's going, hey, I could have killed Tina. What about me? Blood got to do it. That's the big thing now. Domestic abuse. That's the big shit in 96. Domestic abuse. Everybody knows. OJ. Warren Moon. Billy D. Williams. Billy D. Williams. Billy D. Williams. Taking all women. What the fuck is the world coming to? Say it as it sucks. He wins! What? I guess he must have had a little too much Coke 45. And you know what they say? There's no reason to ever hit a woman. She. She has a reason to hit everybody. Just don't do it. She has a reason to kick an old man down the flight. And women know this for a fact. Men don't even got a fact. Women know this for a fact. Ain't nothing more crazy. Nothing more out of control. Nothing more likely to embarrass you in a fucking restaurant than a woman that knows you ain't gonna hit her. When a woman is with a man, she knows 100% ain't gonna hit a woman.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.